Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wrath of Lions by David Dalglish and Robert J. Dupere, performed by Nick Podell. Dedication to Morgan, Catherine, Connor, Tristan, and Legacy, because your fathers are weird and you love us anyway. Prologue. Oris Mori stood at the edge of a pond deep within the forest behind Mori Manor and watched the water ripple as he threw small stones into it.
I miss him still, said Alexander from beside him.
Oris turned to gaze at the boy, a near-perfect mix of his parents. He had Yengi's thin nose and kinky, curly black hair, and Wolfram's broad shoulders, rigid jaw, and soulful hazel eyes. Alexander's hands were also like his father's, thick fingers meant for gripping a sword's handle. Oris stared down at his own hand as he bounced a stone in his palm. The flesh was scarred and rippled, forever misshapen by the fire that had charred his body, leaving him in constant pain. Once those hands had been perfect. Once they had been just as strong as Wolfram's had been, which was quite strong indeed. He let out a sigh.
I know, he told his nephew. I miss him as well.
Will they send his body soon? Alexander asked. It has been 6 months. Mother promised they would send his body. All of their bodies.
In time, son. I'm sure they will send them in time.
It was a lie, of course. Months ago, he had learned of his family's horrible fate in Veldarin, the capital city to the northwest. His brother Wolfram, accused of murder, had been killed by the final judges. And then his other siblings, Ulrich and Adeline, and his parents, Sola and Ibis, had been executed for treason and blasphemy. As proof, the courier had presented Oris with a swathed package along with his letter. Inside was Wolfram's sturdy hand, severed at the wrist and blackened with rot. Still affixed to the pale index finger was a ring adorned with the image of the leaping doe, the sigil of House Mori. Oh, how Yengi had wailed. She'd held the severed hand to her chest, her tanned cheeks streaked with tears, pleading with the courier.
This isn't true! Tell me this isn't true!
But it was. That had happened in autumn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?